What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back at you with another edition of Phillies Today. Believe it or not, we're finally in December. Crazy, which means winter meetings just a few days away down in San Diego. It means there will be some rumors for sure that'll come out in the next week or so, which gets everyone excited around the league. Some big names popping up, I'm sure. And whether the Phillies are busy down there or not remains to be seen. But this is always a fun time to be a baseball fan. As we monitor what goes on around the league, what goes on, between the Phillies, their division rivals, teams in the American League, doesn't matter. It's always a good time to be a baseball fan when the rumors start popping up in winter meetings. So that'll be fun to watch. And Phillies-wise, still plenty to talk about. We'll get into the rotation, whether or not Dave Dombrowski is done following Aaron Nola's contract, with him getting 7 years, $172 million. We'll talk about some potential trade candidates that are still out there that could be a potential fit for this baseball team. Also want to touch on some of the remaining free agents that could make sense for Dave Dombrowski to add. So bunch there. We will try to touch on it all, but I'm going to start with what we just mentioned. I want to get into this rotation, which as of today, as of December 1st, 2023, is the exact same as last year, with Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, and Taijuan Walker. I've said it on the radio, and I want to reiterate that I am absolutely thrilled they were able to get this deal done with Aaron Nola when they did and how they did. They're able to get him, which I thought was below market value at 7 years, $172 million. He wanted to come back to Philadelphia where he spent his whole career. Again, I really thought he was getting a 7 to 8 year deal worth up to $200 million. But he gets 7 for 172, lower than most anticipated. And he ends up getting it done early and kind of setting the market himself, signing before pretty much any starting pitcher. I know Sonny Gray, who was on the Phillies' radar, also signed shortly after with the St. Louis Cardinals on a shorter 3 year deal with, I think, 20 some million per year, around 25 million. I don't quite understand the people out there right now who are upset with this Aaron Nola deal, whether they thought it was too many years or they just didn't want Aaron Nola moving forward. Look, he's been one of the best and most dependable pitchers in baseball over the course of his career with the Phillies. And having somebody that can give you quality innings over the course of a full season and post every start is incredibly valuable in baseball. And look, there were a ton of guys out there that, not a ton of guys, but there were guys out there like Blake Snell who have potentially better numbers over the course of the last few years. But when it comes to dependability and knowing they're going to take the ball every fifth day and just showing up for your team and giving six innings, there's nobody better than Aaron Nola. And I still think that a top two of Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola can win you a World Series in this league right now. And losing Nola would have put this front office in a really tough spot, would have put them in a bind to either sign Yamamoto or Snell or go out and immediately find a trade partner, because Dave Dombrowski said it right in his opening press conference to start the offseason that this team needed a number two starter going to next year if they lost Aaron Nola, which is why they made Nola their priority, and they're able to get it done, which was really, really positive, a really good way to start the offseason. So great stuff there from the front office, great stuff from Aaron Nola. And again, was he great last year? No. But he did figure things out with his mechanics, especially towards the end of the year. And he's been very dependable in September, as well as the postseason over the last couple of years, which is also really important. It also means the Atlanta Braves, who it feels like came in second in the Nola sweepstakes, are still looking to bolster their rotation, as their depth is really exposed in the division series against the Phils. And that leads me right into my potential trade candidates out there that may make sense for the Phils, specifically starting pitchers, because my dream starting rotation, the more I think about it, it does not have Taijuan Walker in it. And I think that if the Phillies brought in another quality starter, if Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton could either find a trade partner or open up the checkbook again, bring in another starter, that would be really beneficial for this baseball team. I know it's only been a year, but I am just so over Taijuan Walker. He wasn't able to contribute in the postseason, wasn't good enough to make a start, couldn't be used out of the bullpen because of the time it took him to get ready, time it took him to get stretched out, whatever it was. And the simple fact is, He's only making $6 million less a year than Aaron Nola, $5 million less a year than Zach Wheeler, and this is not going to be an easy contract to get off of. But Dave Dombrowski, if you can get off Taiwan Walker, you might have to attach a prospect. You might have to get creative. It's a legitimate upgrade this offseason, whoever I think you bring in aside from that, based on A, the contract, and B, the production you were getting, especially towards the end of the season. And just the inconsistencies with Taiwan Walker. I know he had a really good month of June, but just throughout the course of the regular season, it felt like you never knew how a Taiwan Walker start was going to go. It was either he was going to give up three runs in the first inning and, you know, pitch five clean innings of baseball after that, or he was going to pitch one clean inning and it was just going to be an absolute disaster aside from that inning. So it was really tough to kind of gauge what Taiwan Walker was this year, but I am fully convinced that if the Phillies can upgrade this rotation and make Ranger Suarez a potential number four starter, I think you could easily have one of the best rotations, if not the best rotation in baseball, and to really give fans a reason to get over losing the championship series as well and get excited for 2024 and beyond with this team. And I also want to touch on somebody who, and this will be my first potential trade candidate, who I've talked about a little before, who has also kind of been connected to the Braves, especially since Aaron Nola signed back with the Phillies, and that is Dylan Cease. It feels like Dylan Cease right now is the perfect buy-low candidate of this offseason, just in terms of coming off a bad, honestly, Aaron Nola-like season in terms of his strikeout stuff still being there, but giving up a lot of hard hit balls, some home runs. But before that, he's one of the top young pitchers in baseball and had an incredible 2022 season where came in second, I believe, in the Cy Young to Verlander. And he's, look, been one with one of the biggest loser organizations in not only baseball, but in sports, in the Chicago White Sox. And I think a change of scenery to get him here with a guy like Caleb Cotham, with this team, with this culture, I think could be really awesome and a great fit for him. So, again, would not be thrilled if the Braves got him because it just feels like the type of move the Braves would make and he ends up being a great pitcher in their rotation for years to come. But there was a report from John Morosi, MLB Network, said that trade talks are intensifying with Cease, and that the Braves are definitely one of the finalists for Dylan Cease. So that is something to monitor, definitely, between the Phils, the Braves, any other team that could potentially get Dylan Cease out of Chicago. But the other two big starting pitching trade candidates that are out there that are going to cost you but can really make an impact for your baseball team, specifically the Phillies, would be Corbin Burnes and Tyler Glasnow. Both have continued to pop up in trade reports as Brewers and Reyes trying to get some value for their guys before they end up not paying them and they inevitably leave in free agency. I know Glasnow is on a one-year deal, and Burnes is arbitration eligible for one more year, I believe. Would be very in on both, but you think Burnes, again, would probably cost a little more just because of Glasnow's injury history and the fact that Burnes is in the last year of arbitration, which means that, you know, one, you could give him the qualifying offer in free agency next year, and two, it'll be less of a hit on your payroll in 2024. So it wouldn't inhibit John Middleton as much when it comes to spending more money and making more moves. So that is where I'm at with those guys. And again, I love both, even if you have to give up Abel or Justin Crawford, just because you add one of these guys, and like I said, you make Ranger Suarez your number four, and you put whoever you trade for, Nola, Wheeler, in any order you want. I think that is the best rotation in baseball if you're able to get a guy like Glasnow, like Burnes, like Dylan Cease here. So that is where I'm at with the starting pitching. But some other non-pitching names that have popped up in trade rumors that I would definitely be in on if I'm the Phils. This one was a new one this week. Another Ray. Randy Arozarena. Love Randy. Great big game player. Would be a really nice right-handed bat in the middle of your lineup. I know the Phillies, especially after losing Rhys Hoskins, likely, and you know, just how the course of the season went last year, I know they wanted a right-handed bat in there. I definitely get some right-handed pop in the middle of your lineup with Randy. But again, it's definitely going to cost you, considering he has three more years of arbitration left to go. But that would mean your salary isn't going to take a massive hit in the next couple of years, which would allow you, again, to make some future moves. And he's someone that I think that the fans in this town would just absolutely fall in love with. He's easy to like. He's had some huge moments already in his career between that pennant run in 2020 when Tampa went to the World Series. He's like one of the greatest postseason runs of all time. I don't have the numbers pulled up, but he was just absolutely insane. He's had great postseason numbers throughout his career as well. And even World Baseball Classic last year had some big-time moments playing for Team Mexico. So I'd be all in on Randy if the Phils wanted to go in that direction. But again, it won't come cheap. So would not fully expect that, but that would definitely help their third outfielder problem. And I could definitely get down with Randy Arozarena being a Phil. So also, not that there is any fresh news on this, but the Trout thing feels like it's just going to linger all offseason. I still don't see it happening unless Trout really gets to a point where he specifically indicates to Angels ownership, Angels front office, that he wants out, and these are the destinations he wants to go to. Obviously, you would expect Philly to be at the top of that list if he were to give it. But it's very hard to get a beat on what he's thinking right now, other than the fact that he's hype on his 10-1 Eagles. So I honestly have no idea what's going on with Trout, but I'm not banking on Mike Trout being a Philly next year. But again, if it did happen, it's Mike freaking Trout. Like, obviously, I'm going to be excited. Would be some great right-handed pop in your lineup. If he stays healthy, one of the best players in the sport still, probably one of the best players of all time, or at least of my generation, in Mike Trout, who has just been three MVPs. His game speaks for itself. So obviously would be excited for Mike Trout. But I will say, it seems like Castellanos probably becomes an Angel in that trade if it were to happen, which would be fine. But I'd probably prefer a trade that allows you to have Castellanos, Marsh, and Trout, or whoever you're bringing in out there with the two of them, with Schwarber's the DH, which is probably why I'm not as set on trading for Trout as some others are. But yeah, you know, we'll see. It's still a possibility that's out there for sure. And one more name to monitor. This just feels really unlikely, but I've seen some rumors out there and had to mention it. Speaking of, I brought it up with Dylan Cease, the loser organization that is the Chicago White Sox. But if I'm Dave Dombrowski, I'm making a call about Luis Robert. Would take a ton. He's on a team-friendly deal. He signed that big extension when he was in the minors. I think it was like a six-year, $50 million deal. And but if you can get him out of that situation and bring him here, get him with Kevin Long, I think that it would be a really cool and kind of perfect fit for this team. He can play any of the outfield spots. He's young. He's fast. Plays defense. There's not much I don't like about Luis Robert, and he's just one of the more electrifying young players in the game, just playing for a bad team and a bad situation. So would be very, very in on Luis Robert as well. But again, I do not expect that to happen. So, yeah, we'll see. But one other thing that this team still needs to address with this roster is getting a high-leverage reliever, replacing Craig Kimbrel. They will definitely need a late-inning high-leverage guy. Aside from Hader, there aren't really a ton of free agents that are overly appealing. I will say, though, and I haven't mentioned this yet, I'd be all in for a Hector Neris reunion. I know that there are some people in this town that do not like Hector Neris for whatever reason. I know he blew a couple of saves while he's here. Great. Every closer does that. But he's been really good for Houston the last couple of years. Won a championship, obviously. And I just think that he'd be a really dependable right-handed guy to have in your bullpen. Still throws that fastball. Split mix, splits really good for him. One of the better combinations, I think, that a Phillies reliever's had in the past decade that's been here. And I know some fans around here don't love Hector, but I think he's one of the best guys on the market right now. Unless you want to go to the trade route for a guy like David Bednar, for a guy like Alexis Diaz, for another high leverage right-handed reliever, it feels like they're going to have to address it in free agency. And obviously, Josh Hader is the big name out there. But again, I think that for what Hader's going to cost, just the premium on a closer, considering he's really the only top-end closer on the market, I feel like the Phils don't end up with Josh Hader, and they maybe end up making a trade or make some Jeff Hoffman-like signings and try to get value out of a guy instead of going after Hader, who's the big name. But we'll see. It does feel like the Phils' next move, though, moving on a little here, is addressing that last outfield spot, like I mentioned before. So if they don't make a big trade for a guy like Trout, Randy, or Luis Robert, like I said, then it'll probably be one of these guys that I bring up here. Some notable names on the free agency market that you can just sign, you don't have to trade for, that can man a corner outfield spot, Teoscar Hernandez, Jorge Soler, Lourdes Gurriel, Harrison Bader. Those four guys I've kind of decided I'd be most open to just in terms of getting a right-handed bat and being capable of playing the field. The fielding is obviously a factor here because you're going to be DHing Schwarber, and it's why I wouldn't go after a guy like Jock Peterson, why I don't think they can go after a guy like J.D. Martinez, who simply can't play the field anymore. And I specifically like the idea of Teoscar or maybe Soler because of the power from the right side. You can slide either of those guys in the middle of your lineup, and they're going to produce. They're going to be able to drive in runs. They're going to be able to hit doubles, hit homers. And do they come with some swing and miss? Sure. But give me either of those guys who are capable of hitting 25 to 30 homers in a season and can make up for some of the power you lost with Rhys Hoskins being out last year and having to play Johan Rojas in your nine hole as the season concluded. So speaking of Rhys, by the way, I kind of keep thinking about where Rhys is going to go. And I fully convinced myself that Rhys Hoskins will be a Chicago Cub. Like, they're going to lose some of that power with Bellinger, who I think is going to the Yankees if they don't end up trading for Soto. And they're looking to win now, and they succeeded with the Bellinger one-year deal last year. So it feels like they just give Rhys a big one-year deal and just try to run it back, kind of like they did this year, especially with the hole they have at DH and first base. So, no, I got off on a tangent there, but I think the Cubs would be an awesome fit for Rhys. And, yeah, of course, I'll be rooting for him wherever he ends up going. But back to the outfield. For the Phils, I think that it's probably the next domino that falls unless there is a trade for a starter or reliever, because that's probably the last big money deal that this front office will shell out. Although I still dream of Yamamoto being in a Phillies uniform until he signs somewhere else. I will always want Yamamoto to be a Phil, but I think he gets about, you know, 10 for 250 somewhere else, just hoping it is not with the Mets or the Braves, because I am all in on Yamamoto. I think it could be really, really good. His pitch mix is incredible. Has a phenomenal split. Fastball mid-90s. Throws a curveball. Throws a slider. And just has been really good over in Japan for some time now. And I think he's going to be a legitimate starter in this league for a very, very long time. So I know I threw a lot out there in these, you know, past few minutes. But just kind of put a bow on this and wrap everything up. Trading for a starter would be really nice, but I don't necessarily expect it to happen during the winter meetings. Although I will say we've seen it in the past, and which is why these winter meetings are kind of intriguing me and I'm excited for them as a Phillies fan, is Dave Dombrowski has been able to pull off some really, really impressive moves in the past when a team has just been on the cusp of getting over the hump. And I think Dombrowski knows that this window is not closing, but they have all their guys back next year. They're not getting any younger. And this is the time to go all in. This is like, will they trade Justin Crawford? I don't know. But I wouldn't be opposed to it right now, just simply because, A, they have outfield depth, and B, I know it's tough to think like this, but you just went through what was a heartbreaking National League Championship loss. Like, it was as stunning as you could possibly have. You were up 3-2, going back to Citizens Bank Park. You don't get the job done. And I think everyone, including the fans, everyone in the organization, the staff, front office, everybody, was left stunned after they lost to the Diamondbacks in the way that they did. I think that by bringing in a legitimate either starter or outfielder to, you know, fill out the outfield would be something that would not only rejuvenate the team, but would rejuvenate the fan base as well. Like, you need to reinstall the excitement in these fans right now. And I just think that you have an opportunity to really go after this thing. And the Braves aren't getting any worse. The Mets certainly aren't getting any worse. A lot of these teams in the National League are going to continue to get better. And in order to keep up with that, I know their payroll's high. They're going to be top five in payroll once again this year, along with the other two teams, the NL East I just mentioned. But if you bring in a guy like Cease, or you bring in a guy like Luis Robert, any of the guys that I've previously mentioned, it gets your team talking, it gets the league talking, it gets everybody involved talking. And I just think that there needs to be excitement with this team once again, and I think there will be. I think this team is too likable. There are too many really alpha personalities on this team for them not to bounce back this year and get back to where they want to go. But reinforcing it is never a bad option. And I just think that trading for a starter or trading for any of these guys would be a massive, massive deal for the Phils. Like, for example, the starting rotation, imagine how much more comfortable you'd feel as a Phillies fan going into a National League Championship Series like you did this year, but you have Ranger Suarez that's able to start game four. And like, you have three dependable starters that you can have going in the first three games. I think it would just make a world of difference on this team. And it's just an idea that I can't get out of my head at this point, because they were really at a disadvantage once it was kind of figured out that Taijuan Walker couldn't start in the postseason. Hate to bring him up again, but it really ended up inhibiting them, especially when they're giving him as much money as they are. So finding a way to get off him, as well as finding a potential fifth star or just another starter, would be great. And then addressing the center field thing, I would say, would be next. Again, I still probably think Brandon Marsh is the opening day starter in center field. And then you have Castellanos in right. And then I'm going to say it's probably one of those free agents I mentioned out there in left field. If I had to pick one, I'm probably going to say Jorge Soler, just because he's a little less swing and miss, a little better of a walk rate than Teoscar Hernandez. But I would say those two are probably my favorite. Bader, if you want the glove out there, you go get Bader. But I think between Pache and Rojas, who's going to start in AAA, I think you've got the defense covered. So I'm going to go out and try to get the bat. And, you know, once Rojas is ready to come back up, you have that option. You could go get a defender, have him out there in the outfield along with Brandon Marsh and Nick Castellanos. So those two things have to get done. The relief pitching needs to, or the one lone relief pitcher needs to get done, a high leverage guy in the back of that bullpen. They have a lot of good pieces coming back. And again, the whole Aaron Nola signing early thing is just so crucial and was so great for this team, because now you know really what you need moving forward, and you don't have to worry about that bona fide number two starter anymore. And yeah, it's great that Nola's back. This team's in a good spot. Winter meetings are going to be very, very interesting. So I'm excited. It's going to be good stuff. So that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. Winter meetings this week. We'll be back next week and cover it all. I'm sure plenty of stuff will go down for us to talk about. But all I'm going to say is, Dave, make a move, man. Let's get me excited. Let's get excited about this baseball team again. And yeah, I'll be back next week, next Friday, for Phillies Today. This has been Justin Morgenstein, as always, and yeah, we'll talk next week.